This segment of the Avaya Podcast Network is sponsored by CashFly. Deliver content fast with CashFly. Visit CACHEFLY.com to learn more. This is the Avaya Podcast Network. APN. Technology, news, and information. All in one place. Welcome to this edition of Insight IAUG at the International Avaya Users Group Converge 2013 event in Orlando, Florida. Your APN hosts Mark Fletcher and Guy Clinch bring you exciting interviews with speakers, attendees, and exhibitors at this annual event. Now here's your host, Guy Clinch.
Good day all, Guy here coming to you again from IAUG Converge 2013. And I'd like to introduce to you Christopher Rouse, who is with Symmetrics Business Intelligence. And Chris, welcome to the Avaya Podcast Network.
Well, thanks, Guy.
Chris, I've heard the term metrics mashup. Would you tell us a little bit about what does that mean?
Yeah, so we did a little presentation here at IAUG called IAUG Ignite. And it was a little 5-minute session where we got to talk passionately about something that we see as a kind of emerging issue in our little space. Now, Symmetrics Business Intelligence is a business intelligence company that specializes in contact center reporting and analysis. And what we saw, or what we see, is one of the kind of major emerging challenges in the contact center is just continuing pressure on contact center supervisors and directors of the customer experience to start thinking about their contact centers, the customer experience within their contact centers, a kind of unified whole. The issue is that, you know, the systems that have been in place traditionally in the contact center have kind of conspired to force managers to think about things in these little silos or stacks. So the most obvious one is the difference between real-time data and historical or calculated data, and then call detailed data. Well, you know, the operational systems that people employ in the contact center kind of force that artificial division of labor in the metrics shouldn't actually exist. So a good example would be service level. You know, service level is a ticking real-time metric, but it really doesn't have a whole lot of meaning unless you have some historical context about it. And so you need long-term historical trend analysis to kind of see what your service level has historically been, let's say during this season or what have you. And then when it's not where it's supposed to be, the ability to kind of drill into the call detail, the actual kind of cradle-to-grave analysis you needed to do to see where the ball's getting dropped in service level. And that goes all the way down the line, first call resolution, keeping up the basic service level metrics like average speed of answer and managing your queue times and so forth. When we talked about the metrics mashup, what we meant is there's this emerging need to kind of erase those boundaries and actually have, you know, a reporting capability that mixes and mashes those things, those metrics up in the same report, in the same dashboard, so that you're managing your contact center and your customer experience, or your customer collaboration, as it were, without reference to these artificial separations in the system. The good news is that there is an emerging architecture, which is a mixture of the kind of tried and true and then the brand new. The tried and true part would be data warehousing, which is a practice that's decades old. It's very, very sound, technological and long-term investment for bringing together your data, optimizing it for your reporting needs, and keeping it for long-term trend analysis and being able to analyze it in many, many different ways according to how you need it. That's the tried and true. The new is all these great kind of rapid development technologies that the web and the cloud have delivered to us that allow us to call into the same report of business intelligence components that historically have been all split up. So we can bring a ticking real-time service level indicator, let's say a little widget that's a needle swinging back and forth on an odometer would, or a speedometer, I should say, in context with a line graph showing over previous periods what service level should be and whether you're above it or below it. And then, the ability to kind of just call up a report and drill right into where the service level is getting dropped, right down to the agent level, right down to the call detail. That's now becoming possible. It wasn't really possible 5 years ago. But these, you know, these new technologies that rapidly moving kind of web and cloud space have created has allowed companies like Symetrics Business Intelligence to employ them so that we can bring that the value of a data warehouse to pretty much any device you want to manage from. It could be your phone, it could be a web desktop, it could be a wallboard. That's what, when we talked about Metrics Mashup at the IAUG Ignite session, that's what we were talking about. We're pretty excited about it. We're one of the few companies in the world that can do this, and the only one in the world that can do it for contact centers.
Well, being a contact center professional, I understand, and for a business manager who kind of listens to this and they say, maybe roll their eyes about, oh, well, that's the metrics in the contact center, it really doesn't mean that much to our business. But it does have business impact, right? Because you're affecting SLAs, and companies will establish SLAs with their customer, and so it can come down to real money when a company doesn't understand these metrics and isn't able to perform to them. So you talk a little bit about the business value for the general business manager?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the contact center has traditionally been managed as a cost center. Now, I believe that that's a lost opportunity. We'll talk about that in a second. But what you say is exactly right. If you are essentially just, having a peek at the kind of standard reports that are coming out of your ACD every once in a while, just to kind of make sure you're on track, you're missing literally millions of dollars over time of lost bottom line impact. The contact centers that manage their performance, closely, have, I think, the dual advantage of saving money, but also making it a more kind of positive experience for the agents who understand that can show with team supervisors, coaches, and people further up the food chain, as it were, their own productivity. Without that, it's this, we often, at Symetrics, we often think about how things look from the agent's point of view. And one of the key things I think that a good porting and analysis implementation at a contact center does is it gives the agent and their supervisors and their managers a common basis to agree on what constitutes good performance and not. On the revenue side, traditionally thinking about the inbound customer service center as simply a cost that must be borne as the cost of doing business, I think is a mistake. There are all kinds of uncovered revenue opportunities in inbound customer service that good performance management strategy can really affect the top line, the revenue line. And at Symetrics Business Intelligence, we're proud to be with many customers who are really trying to extend their performance management up to the revenue line through cross-selling, doing things that increase customer loyalty, that kind of thing.
Great.
Anything that...
No, that was awesome. Does that sound okay?
That sounded good. So, Christopher, thank you very much for your time, and I appreciate it. And the audience, we've been speaking to Christopher Rouse of Symetrics Business Intelligence about the metrics mashup and other factors of the way in which his technology benefits the contact center. Christopher, thank you. And APN podcast audience, thank you for your participation. Please continue to listen for new updates from the IAUG Converge 2013 from both myself and my fellow APN podcast host, Mark Fletcher.
Thanks, Guy. Thanks, everybody.
You're welcome. This has been your APN podcast host, Guy Clinch, wishing you all the best in your productive day.
This has been Inside IAUG at the International Avaya Users Group Converge 2013 event in the Gaylord Palms Resort in Orlando, Florida. You're listening to APN, the Avaya Podcast Network. Find us on the web at avaya.com/APN.